Hi there, I'm Christina Browning, your host.
If you know your home could be so much more than it is, I discuss home functionality, aesthetics, and automation. I'm a realtor in Portland, Oregon, and a home functionality coach. I geek out on every subject imaginable regarding your home and yard, challenging you to think of your space differently to get the most out of every square foot. I pose questions for you to think through about your space and your reason. This podcast is all positive, offering you virtual fist bumps and celebrating every win. Remember, there's no such thing as perfect, but you can still aim for your best every day. Join me on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. Immerse yourself in deeper thinking about your home with cues from me. In this episode, let's discuss three things: home functionality, aesthetics, and automation as it pertains to the bathroom. I'm diving into three things to think about to make your bathroom as functional as possible. There will be questions throughout this episode, so you may want to grab a pen and paper in advance this time. First, let's talk functionality. The main thing you do in your bathroom is use the toilet. When simplifying it to that level, it's important to think about where you keep your toilet paper and how easy it is to change out the roll. If you're storing your toilet paper in another room, maybe it could be less of a hassle if it were in a self-standing unit closer to your toilet. I have a toilet paper holder in one of my bathrooms that sits on the ground. It's freestanding, and at its base is a covered container that holds just two rolls stacked, and it's topped with a lid. If you have a shower curtain and you have things sitting around the edge of your tub, like shampoo and soap, consider replacing your shower curtain liner with one that has mesh-bottomed pockets. They hold the conditioner, liquid soap, even kids' bathtub toys, while still allowing them to drain. Shower curtains eventually get mildewed, and even though you can wash that out after doing that a handful of times over a few years, sometimes they can crack. So you have to replace them. The next time you need to replace yours, get the one with pockets. This even allows me to have one pocket just for guest shampoo and conditioner, separate from what my son uses. The one I have and recommend is linked in the show notes. There's even room for shaving cream if you use it. This means easier cleaning because there's no rings from where the shaving cream was sitting to clean off. I also love that the pockets get the product up to your height, so no matter what your height is, you're doing less bending over and fumbling around with one eye closed, trying to see which one is the shampoo and which one is the conditioner. If you enjoy baths and you don't have a tray that goes across your tub to hold your book, your water, your candle, whatever your jam is, that might be something functional you could suggest to your loved ones for your next birthday or Mother's Day or holiday. Maybe only if you have a place to store it, though, when you aren't using it, thinking that through all the way. If you have a tub with a separate shower, maybe it can just live there full time. Now let's talk automation. Do you have cardboard toilet paper rolls stacking up by the toilet paper holder because people don't want to take the energy to get them into the recycle container, like teenagers or kids, or even an unruly partner? Could you put a small recycle bin next to the toilet just for those. If you have people not wanting to change the rule itself, it could be because you have a spring-loaded toilet paper holder, and swapping it out with a U-shaped holder where you simply slide the roll on without restriction might make that process happen easier. Removing the small irritating things can help the rolls get replaced without as much thought and effort. This is a manual version of considering automation. When you reduce the things that make the task irritating, even at a granular level, you make the task happen more automatically. I have a reoccurring toilet paper delivery from the earth-conscious company called Who Gives a Crap? That's their name. And with that one choice, I'm no longer having to keep track of how much toilet paper we have in the house. You choose how often it gets delivered. Also, they donate 50% of their profits to help build toilets and improve sanitation in the developing world. They offer domestically made products in the UK and US, 100% recycled toilet paper and forest-friendly paper towels. I chose to have it delivered every 90 days, so Amazon isn't making more trips than necessary. All of their shipping, from the factory all the way to you, is completely carbon neutral. As always, the things I talk about have links in the show notes. Now let's think about aesthetics. What does your bathroom look like? If things accumulate on the countertop, I would challenge you to question the drawers and/or cupboards. If you have very few drawers and cupboards, maybe that's the root of the problem. Open them. What is in there? And is there something in there that might be able to be relocated somewhere else? What is my lighting like in here? Do I have a dimmer? Dimmers are a DIY consideration because a dimmer light helps you to relax in the shower or bathtub. It also helps if you're ill and you need to use the bathroom and want things as visually quiet as possible. This is especially important if you are subject to migraines. If the light is only coming from above the mirror, that could be casting shadows on your face when putting on makeup or when shaving faces. Thinking of moving the lighting to both sides of the mirror is something to also consider. I love IB mirrors because the lighting comes from the mirror itself and is dimmable too. It's available in both cool and warm lights. They also have versions that are both front lit and back lit to add to the ambiance. Do you have the room for art or something, anything, on the wall? If so, what is it? Is it screaming at you, demanding attention, or is it quietly complimenting the space? Is it words that make it feel chaotic? Or is it artwork by an artist? Many times when I'm touring homes as a realtor, or if I'm working with clients on home functionality coaching, the bathroom tends to be an afterthought because, well, you don't really host guests in there, but I would challenge you to think of it as the most used room in the house. When you consider that, maybe it's worth revisiting what is on your wall, what paint is in there, or what might you be able to tweak to make that space more beautiful. Even if you don't love your countertops, and replacing them isn't in your near future, could you literally paint the walls the same color as the countertops to make them blend in more or make them feel more intentional? When your bathroom feels good because it's both beautiful and highly functional, you have a greater sense of well-being, like everything is going to be okay. I want to share a quote with you. I couldn't find anyone to credit it to, but reading this made taking immediate action appealing. It reads, quote, "The time will pass anyway. You can either spend it creating the life you want or spend it living the life you don't want. The choice is yours," end quote. Taking baby steps that help improve the quality of your everyday life is worth it. Don't be intimidated by thinking about the whole house. Just focus on the bathroom right now. And one thing you can do to either remove a functional issue or make it more appealing to be in. One small thing at a time. One last thing. Is there something in your bathroom that you haven't used or touched that you could gift forward? If you slowly rid yourself of the things you don't use, you'll find you'll have more clarity, less clutter. You'll be working around less stuff, less cramming, less fitting of things, less chaos. But that starts by identifying just one thing to move on to its next life. One thing in your bathroom that doesn't need to be in there anymore. Open your cupboards and drawers. One thing that I haven't used in so long. And you might have been keeping it because someday I might need that thing. But maybe your hair isn't long anymore, so that thing doesn't pertain. Or maybe, gosh, I haven't used it in 15 years. Didn't that 15 years go by so fast? And maybe I should be honest with myself and say, is it really worth the space that it's taking up? And now for a little fun exercise to end this episode with. I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think about the most beautiful bathroom you've ever been in. It might have been on vacation. It might have been in someone's home. I want you to think about when that was, what you liked about it. And I want you to make notes because sometimes we can extract little bits of this information and incorporate it into our own spaces. Oftentimes, when I'm in spaces that I'm suddenly aware feel so good, it's typically because the lighting is so rich. It's not like we're doing surgery, kind of cool, cold, abrasive light, but usually there's a source of natural light. Oftentimes, for me, there are plants in the space, at least one. What do you like? If you have curtains or blinds or shades over your bathroom window, do you really need it? I ask that because a lot of people automatically cover their windows out of habit. Instead, you might consider window film, which is put on with just static cling. It's beautiful. It looks like the windows came that way, and it lets in all the light while still giving you all the privacy. It's also so easy to clean because there's no blinds. the windowsill is accessible and open to wipe down and dust, or maybe for a plant to live there. I'll tell you, plants love bathrooms because of the humidity and the natural light if you use window film. Now, I know not everyone has a window in their bathroom, but that's all the more reason to consider where your light is coming from. If you're enjoying this content and you'd like more, sign up for my email newsletter, Little Bits of Home Functionality. It comes just once a week and is intentionally short. You'll see just one video with a tip or a trick. When I'm out and about and I see something I want to share with you, I find this is the outlet that I do that in. A lot of times things are visual when I'm on home tours or I'm working on a project with one of my clients, and this is how I share it with you. Find the link to subscribe in the show notes and follow along on social media by searching for the handle Space and Reason. If you're considering selling your home and you happen to live in the Portland, Oregon metro area, I'd be honored to be your realtor. Connect with me by using the link in the show notes. We can walk the home and property together and talk about if any spaces need adjustment to make sense out of them. Sometimes they're odd spaces that we can put things in differently so that when people walk through, they understand how they can use that space to its best and highest potential. From the photos to the video, I am so particular, as you might have guessed, that I find it an absolute adventure to work with every single client to get their home sold for them. Needless to say, I love my job. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so new episodes are automatically queued for you. It's one less thing you need to search for, reducing your mental load. Thanks for sitting in on this conversation about creating a home that thrives, and I'll meet you back here for the next episode.